sizzle coming down. Don't expect Harbor Beach to go to the spread now, which is an advantage for Lakers. This is an opportunity for them to know what's coming, know that that wing tee's coming, and that is, at least there's only one formation your defense has to worry about and what gaps that Harbor Beach will try to attack.
First and 10 from the 32-yard line of Laker territory. 6 minutes left in the first half. Quarterback keeper Anderson turns upfield down to about the 26-yard line. Tackle made by Preston Warren after a 6-yard gain. Second down, 4 upcoming for the Pirates. Cadiz methodically punching off, chunking off yardage here, moving deeper into Laker territory.
Not huge runs. Ethan Hessling on the play before gets his number called in really big moments, Clark. When you start thinking about Harbor Beach, you think of the Devons, you think of Michael Anderson. The forgotten man is Ethan Hessling, and he's, again, 3 carries. He got the 2-point conversion, and he's been asked to get first downs. He got a third down carry. He busted out for 11, and 4th and 1, he got 3. He's had some really big runs in this first quarter, but this is This is playing out exactly well for Harbor Beach. As they can milk as much clock as they can, put up their second score, Lakers would be in trouble going into the half.
It's a handoff to Devin Finkel. The fullback gets out for the first down, down to the 21-yard line. It's a gain of 5 yards when they needed 4 for the first down. Tackle made by number 78, Blake Smithers, for the big man on the front line for Lakers. The sophomore lineman, second-year starter, 1st and 10 from the 21-yard line.
Unfortunately for Blake Smithers, by the time he locates the speedy Devin Finkel, he's already going by him, so Smithers has to turn around, grab him, and tackle him forward, and that's all the extra nudge that Devin Finkel needs. He gets the first down as we roll under 5 minutes to go in this first half. Harbor Beach has the lead 8-0, and they're driving now into Laker territory.
Anderson under center, handoff to Devin. Puff hits the white jerseys right at the line of scrimmage, maybe a gain of a yard on the play, out to the 20-yard line. Mason Pasek and Austin Geiger on the stop. After just a yard gain, the Laker defense really swallowing Puff up as soon as he got that handoff. 2nd down and 9.
It's almost like they had a feeling it was his turn to get the ball and they jumped it. But a lot of that credit goes to your seniors, Mason Pasek, Austin Geiger on that side, getting into the backfield and forcing that stop for only a yard gain. 2nd down and 9. Now, this is now the opportunity for Lakers. If they can do it again and slow down this Harbor Beach offense, they can get off the field and get their offense back out there, just down 1 score.
Handoff right up the middle to Nathan Hessling, gets out to about the 17-yard line for a gain of 4 in the play. And number 44, Jared Reiter on the stop for the Lakers. Ethan Hessling, for Lake Harbor Beach. 3:54 left in the second quarter, 8-0 Harbor Beach, leading the Lakers, trying to put on another score here.
And Lakers, again, responding well. Harbor Beach has, when they've had negative yards or no gains, they've come back with a big one to get it all back. Harbor Beach gets 1 on first down. They only get 2, maybe 3 there from Hessling. So 3rd down and 6, it's still 4-down territory. So if you're Harbor Beach, you don't need all 6 in this play, but you'd love 4 or 5. And if you're Lakers, you got to get in that backfield and stay physical in the D-line and force 4th down and long.
3rd down and 6 from the 17-yard line. Quarterback coming around the right side. Anderson has positive yards down to about the 15 and falls forward out to the 14-yard line. JT Warren on the stop. Short of the first down for Harbor Beach by about 3 yards. They need to get down to the 11. This will set up a 4th down and 3 to go for Harbor Beach. 3:05 left in the second quarter.
You're absolutely right, Clark. It's a long 3 at that. They were ready for Anderson. They called his number early on 3rd and 4th downs in the first quarter. Lakers ready for it, disciplined enough to stay out there, makes the tackle, and really Anderson didn't have a lot of running room. It was a nice play by him to get what he did. But 4th down and 3, you're up a score for Harbor Beach. This is a big play for you. If you're able to get this go-ahead or touchdown to go up 2 scores with very little time left in the half, you're feeling pretty good about your team's first half performance.
And Troy Shelkey milking the clock, wants to get that play clock down to about 2 before he calls a timeout here to get as least a little as amount off the clock as possible to give if they do not get this conversion. With that, with 2 minutes and 20 seconds left in the second quarter, Harbor Beach calls their first timeout of the half. It is Harbor Beach 8, Lakers nothing, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
For everything to do with hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center at the East End of Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom that has 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, 10 Point, and Raven, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists ready to get you shooting this same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes, starting at $425. Find over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Over 170 variations of the 450, including the new Ruger AR 450 and exclusive Model 77 Hawkeye 450. Your choice, only $799.95. Get a Ruger Go Wild 22-inch camouflage 450 Bushmaster with muzzle brake, only $499.95. Randy's Hunting Center can drill and tap your slug guns, mountain boar sight scopes, offers custom sight in service, and they sell hunting and fishing licenses. Visit the website randyshuntingcenter.com and check out their Facebook page.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Howard Beach going for it on fourth down. Hands it right up the middle to Devin Puff. It looks like he's out to about the 12-yard line. Going to be shy of that first down marker by about a yard. Lakers defense stands strong on fourth down and gets the turnover of downs to keep this a one-possession game with 2:13 left in this first half. Laker ball at their own 13-yard line.
That is a huge play for the road team. Lakers comes up with a big stop out of the timeout. Coach Shelkey is able to run as much clock as possible, call the play that he liked the best. He needed three, got 2.5, and that Lakers front seven did an excellent job of making sure Harbor Beach's best, Devin Puff, doesn't beat him. And on that hard run right up the middle, they're unable to convert, and the Lakers offense will come on the field. They got the full length of the field to go, and only 2:13 to go in the half.
And off to Andrew Siegfried, come around the left end, and he's going to be going laterally there. And after when all is said and done, he's down at the 11-yard line for a loss of 2 on the play. Devin Fingal, the linebacker for Harbor Beach, brought him down and out in the flats. Less than 2 minutes to play in the first half, 8-0 Harbor Beach over Lakers. Lakers on offense for the third time tonight.
And not a lot of hurry out of that Laker offense. They get no gain basically on that play. Devin Fingal does a nice job of getting into the backfield, forcing him to go laterally. He's able to chase him down and pull him down for no gain. And Lakers seems quite content down 8-0 this far back with that away from the end zone to just run as much clock as possible and keep the score a one possession game.
Overloading the right side now, man in motion to Preston Warren coming around that right side. Has a lead blocker and he spins down at about the 15-yard line according to the spot. It's going to be a gain of 3 on the play. Tackle made by Ethan Hessling, linebacker for Harbor Beach. Third down and 7 for the Lakers with 1:08 left in the second quarter, and Harbor Beach is content with just letting this clock run down.
I'm actually surprised with this high power offense. I don't know if the weather changed their mind or anything, but third down and 7, there was a full minute on the clock at one time. I thought for sure Coach Shelkey would burn his last two timeouts to force a punt return anyways and give his offense a couple cracks at the end zone, but certainly going to trust his defense and be happy with an 8-0 lead as well going into the first half.
Staying in the double wing offense, Lakers no hurry at all, and it's looking to pass. It's going to be a handoff right up the middle, and it fooled us on that one. Handoff to James Dubes up the middle. He gets out to about the 17-yard line. A gain of 4 on the play. Fourth down and 5 upcoming for the Lakers. And 32 seconds left. Harbor Beach calls their second timeout.
They absolutely do, Clark. And so Coach Shelkey was obviously listening to us, because what he decided to do, though, guys, is he wanted to call timeout with 32 seconds left. Now he has one in his pocket for his offense to use, so that they'll have a couple opportunities to attack the middle of the field now and not have to run up and spike it. So fourth down and 5, I assume Lakers going to punt the ball away here as they run a very delayed draw, a lot of action, play action, everything else, but a delayed draw up the middle. Harbor Beach's linebackers, though, not fooled. Fourth down and 5, 32 seconds left in the half. Lakers, you got to punt it away and trust your defense will prevent a big score at the end of the half.
Greetings to all of our listeners, including those listening from Knoxville, Tennessee on the WLAW Sports Network, listening worldwide at WLAWsports.com with absolutely no delay. 32 seconds left in the second quarter. It's 8-0 Harbor Beach. Lakers facing a fourth down and 5 from their own 17-yard line. And they bring the punt team out, at least the formation, with 32 seconds left in this half. It's a punt off. This one keeps it out of the wind, bounces at the 43. Big Laker bounce all the way down inside the 30 of Harbor Beach and rolls to a stop at the 28-yard line. So nice flipping of the fields by, I do believe that was Preston Warren for the Lakers. And with 21 seconds left, Harbor Beach will get one last shot here in the first half.